Echo Alpha.
Good morning, Jerry, WC7VKYFC. Check out with that Bridger talker there.
I heard something there. I was just cutting the amp off and getting back over to the satellite stuff, but heard something in there. Good morning, John, KYFC, WC7V.
Yeah, I heard it on the previous test, too. It was the same thing, I think. So I think it's something in that Bridger talker there. I haven't tried that thing. Set up the PO and try it.
Yeah, something comes blasting through there. I never was aware. I just had a digitalker on board, but that's, you're probably right. And also on SO50, there's probably just some terrestrial stuff that was coming through on several passes with, you know, on the squelch tail when the PO was on, and I heard that quite a bit yesterday. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens all the time on SO50. Very popular frequency around the country, unfortunately.
Yeah, roger that. Something's going on here. I don't know what it is. Here, a little feedback on my signal, but anyways, this satellite, sure glad to have it on. I see it's going to be off again and for the rest of the month, but well, when it's on, it really works well.
Yep, sure does. Yeah, this is a very, very powerful bird there. Surprised all the people with the HPs aren't clamoring to use the thing.
Good morning, AJ5C. Come on, Bob, AJ5C, WC7D, PN45.
That's Will Phelps. I don't know who's doing that. WC7V and KYFC, AJ5C.
AJ5C, KYFC, good morning, Bob.
I'm not into it too solid yet, only at 6 degrees.
Okay, we're at 9 here, and sounding good.
Yeah, 14 here. Yeah, I think I was telling you, this thing just works great mobile with just two mag mounts. I was just amazed at how well it works. I only experienced that on one pass, but I assume it's like you said, it's got a high power transmitter and that vertical, you know, 5/8 way vertical works good mobile anyway, but the receive is usually a problem, and this bird just works great mobile. Fantastic.
Wait till Aerosat gets launched. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to that one, too, and ISS is back in packet mode most of the time. It'll be interesting to see when they start operating voice for that one.
Don't hold your breath.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah, I just, I didn't even pay any attention to who's up there, but I think there's still some hams on board, isn't there?
They're all hams. They all get their license because they all get the, you know, they're filling around with the school contact, so they have to have licenses to do that. But it takes somebody that's really interested, you know, like Wulak was, to operate, you know, as a ham radio operator for fun.
Yeah, that's for sure. He was, Colonel Wheelock was just fabulous, that's for sure. That was just great. We'll see, maybe somebody will get on there once in a while. Before him, it was pretty, you know, you still heard somebody once in a while.
I saw a comment they may put it back in the crossband mode during Christmas time.
Yeah, I think I saw that a long time ago. That'll be good. That'll be real interesting.
Oh, yeah. I think I've made one contact that way.
That's how I work Delaware.
Oh, cool.
Before anybody was operating in Delaware. And now we're back to the same thing. There's nobody operating. WA3WUL has disappeared, and there are no Delaware stations on the bird.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good if you don't have it, but that's the way it is, you know. These you know, a state is very popular and there's somebody operating from there all the time, and then all of a sudden they disappear and that state becomes rare. And that's happened with Delaware now.
I'm surprised some others haven't went that way.
Yeah, some of those New England states were the toughest to get.
Well, yeah, Maine is always tough in New Hampshire, but, you know, Nick is on from Vermont all the time.
Yeah, some of those were hard when I was running the counties to get all the counties up there.
Yeah, counties are a different story there. Got to have people that are traveling to them to get them all that way.
Yeah, it took me 6 years. Finally got them all.
Well, we'll see how you do on 488 grids.
That might work out, but not on 6 meters. Is that fish award only for 6 meters?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a Fred Fish Memorial Award because he's the guy that started it and got the first award and then died, so then they give it, you know, his name.
Oh, that's cool.
Has anybody gotten cards from Kim yet?
Not yet. I talked to him and he said he was going to try and get them out before he left, and I think he's leaving this week.
He's on the 12th. He said it should go out this week.
N5AFB from WC7B, DN45. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Gary. WC7B, N5AFB, and EL29.
QSL 73.
Thank you.
N5AFB, good morning, Alan. AJ53.
AJ5C, N5AFB, EL29. I guess we're at EL52. I mean, it's one contact, but there weren't many stations on it.
Yeah, Roger, we're over here.
Okay, this is what it sounds like with the PL on the 9-5 AM, EK-5-F-E.
Good morning. This is 5-F-E,
5-A-F-E, EL-2-9. Okay, and this is without the PL. Okay, Alan, sound good, N5AFE, K5AFE.
Thank you. We don't need the PL now, do we?
No, you don't need PL. The audio leaks through no matter what. The satellite's on all the time, and if you don't run PL, then you don't hear that tone being repeated, and it, I think it sounds much better. The audio might be a little lower, but it's not, you know, it's clear.
I'll see what I can do here, trying to turn it off.
Okay, I'm up to 3988 now.
Yeah, I just don't hear the downlinks as well this way, but that's okay.
How's the weather down there, Alan?
Say what?
How's the weather down there in Texas?
We had 40 for the low.